cattle market should start the new year with underlying support from snugger front-end fed cattle supplies and continued demand strength. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and December 31st through January 2nd. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Friday afternoon. Although too few to trend, there are a few live sales reported in the Western Corn Belt on Thursday at $119 to $121.50 a hundredweight, which was about a dollar higher than the previous week. Front month live cattle set the tone for firm to higher futures prices, supported by expectations of steady to higher cash fed cattle prices. Except for $1.15 higher in spot Dece and 22 cents lower in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents higher Friday. Week to week, they were an average of $1.81 higher through the front four contracts, and then an average of 63 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from 10 cents lower to 22 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they are an average of $1.22 higher. Corn futures closed a penny higher on Friday. Soybean futures closed 10 to 13 cents higher through March of 20, and then 8 to 9 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and firm on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 89 cents lower Friday afternoon at $214.41 a hundredweight. Select was 30 cents higher at $207.52. Week to week, prices were about even, retaining the previous week's sharp gains. Major U.S. financial indices closed mainly lower Friday amid another day of volatile trade. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 76 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 3 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 5 points. Most auctions were closed for the holiday last week, so there were no price trends for calves and feeder cattle. When sales start in the new year, though, they should receive support from recently stronger cash-fed cattle and futures prices. Though snugger front-end supplies and harsh winter weather in some cattle feeding areas suggest that support should continue for a while. Near-term wildcards continue to include volatile equity markets tied to worries about rising interest rates and slowing global economic growth, as well as the government shutdown. Depending on your abacus, cattle prices this past year were unsurprising and mostly on par with the previous year. As long as weather and demand hold up, it's hard to argue that prices will be much different in 2019. For perspective, in a December presentation, Glenn Tonser, agricultural economist at Kansas State University, shared these first quarter price expectations from the Livestock Marketing Information Center. Calves at 168 to 172 a hundredweight, yearling prices at 147 to 150, and fed prices at 118 to 121. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and December 31st through January 2nd. Here's wishing a happy new year to all. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.